What is this, an AA meeting?
PLA.
What the hell's PLA?
Pathological Liars Anonymous.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hi everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Yay!
Okay, I'm sorry, that was weird. Anyway, today is February 26th, 2016, and the show is sponsored by Todd L. Thank you, Todd L., for being a supporter of the show. I have some really interesting things to say today, just like Corbin Guy always does. First of all, I got an email from Matthew a really long time ago. I've been really behind on my emails, you guys, so if you've written me and I haven't responded back, it's because I've been flooded with emails and it's really hard to keep up, and every once in a while I'll go through and try and get rid of them all by answering most of them. And I got this email from Matthew. He's a listener of the show. He's a supporter of the show. Thank you, Matthew. And Matthew is a phone enthusiast weirdo like the rest of us, or like me at least. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But he has an unhealthy obsession with telephones and weird telephone stuff, and he actually called up a lady. Well, here, let me just read the email. He says, "Hi, Brad. I was on the phone with Pat Fleet, the voice of AT&T, and I asked her to do some drops for you. They are not great quality recordings, as they were recorded through my hobo phone, or I mean my phone line is what he says, but I thought you'd enjoy them." And he sent me these two clips of the actual lady. When you call up anything AT&T, you hear a lady's voice, and I think most of you will recognize her voice. But she's the one that does all of the AT&T recordings, you know, like thank you for using AT&T and the error messages and stuff like that. And Matthew did this really long recording with her, which I listened to the entire thing, and it was pretty cool to listen to, and I'm going to have a link in the show notes if any of you want to listen to this. But he just kind of talks to Pat Fleet about a bunch of weird phone stuff, and she's really nice and answers his questions, and she does a bunch of drops for him. So here are the two drops. Here's one.
PLAT&T. Thank you for using PLAT&T.
And here's the other.
Thank you for listening to the Phone Losers of America.
So holy shit, you guys, the voice of AT&T is endorsing the Phone Losers of America now. So that's amazing. Thank you, Matthew, for sending those in. And I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I'll find something to do with them. I'm sure I'll use them in drops or introductions or something like that. That is pretty much the coolest thing ever. And I'm sorry I took practically a year to get back to your email, especially since it was this awesome. It makes me wonder what else is in my emails that I haven't gotten to yet. Anyway, I hereby command everyone listening right now to go to Matthew's websites. He has several of them. And one of them has this interview on it. And I'm going to have a link to the interview in the show notes. But this website is kingofbellsouth.com. That's one of his websites. And then the other one is noveltyansweringmachine.com. And I've played stuff from his website before. He's the one that collects novelty answering machine greetings from back in the good old days when we all thought we needed to have super clever answering machine messages in our machines. So please visit both of those sites, noveltyansweringmachine.com and kingofbellsouth.com, because there's a lot of really good phone stuff on there if you're into that sort of thing, which you should be. Another announcement I have, now that we're 3 months into 2016, is that the 2015 media pack is finally here. You know, the torrent. It's a torrent of everything the PLA's ever done, more or less, except for all of the video files. And you can find that at phonelosers.org/torrent. I'm too lazy to check right now, but I think the size of it is about 80-something gigs. Before, I think it was 60-something on the 2014 torrent. But the torrent, it contains every single episode of The Snowplow Show, every single episode of The Phone Show, every episode of PLA Radio. It even includes the secret shows of The Snowplow Show, and it includes just thousands of individual prank calls, all organized into directories. And it contains all of the individual prank call videos that I've put on YouTube, and And a lot of people are always emailing me asking me for the sound effects that I use on the show or the music beds that I use in the background, like the song that you're hearing right now. Everyone wants copies of the music beds, and it's kind of hard to send to people because they're really, really big. I usually make an hour-long loop of each song so that you can't hear the skip at the end of it. Those are all on there. All of the main sound effects are on the torrent, and I don't know, just a lot of stuff. So there's a link in the show notes, or you can just go to phonelosers.org/torrent. And you can have every show that I've ever done, which is really convenient right now since I still haven't fixed the really old snowplow shows, the 2013 and the 2012s. I think those are all broken still. So quit complaining about that and instead just go download the torrent. It's all there. Even the 2016 stuff is on there. All the way up until this week, everything's there. So go download it. I also have one other thing here. It's a voice... you guys, hold on just one second. Sorry. All right, there we go. Okay, as I was saying before, I've got this voicemail from a guy who, I played this on the last show, but I'm just going to play it again so you know what's going on today's show. But here's a voicemail I got on the last show, and this is going to be the theme of today's show.
Hey, Brad, I was just listening to one of the latest shows with the apartment calls again, and I was thinking, I'm a big fan of the show Lost. I like that show a lot, and I was thinking when you were talking about tunnels and going down, you know, under and stuff, you often talk about that, you use that as one of the pranks. But remember on Lost in season 2 where they discovered the hatch, and they went down in the hatch, and once they got down there, Desmond was down there and he had been living down there and was like pushing the button and all this crazy stuff. Well, what if you use that sometime when you called in to an apartment and you said you went down this hole, there was a ladder, you went down there and sure enough there was a whole apartment down there and there's been a guy living under the apartment complex with a fully like decked out apartment down there the entire time. I think it might be a little too far to say that he was pushing the button and the hatch. I think, you know, people might catch on and know that it's a prank at that point.
But oh, come on.
Maybe if you, I don't know what
we
they would say if you told somebody that there was a fully decked out apartment down there and that you found like a homeless guy living down there underneath the apartment complex. So anyway, just a little idea for you.
Whoever you are, I'm going to take your idea and I'm going to do it. Right before I started recording this, I got online and I downloaded the sound effects from the TV show Lost, from the computer sound effects. So I've got the computer beeping like this. That's the signal that you need to type in the mysterious, magical numbers into the computer. And then, as you heard before, I have a sound effect of me typing in the numbers. I'm sorry, I don't know why I have it echoing. And then at the end, you hear the display thing, whatever the hell that is. That's 1970s digital clock thing, whatever it's called. But that is my plan for today. I'm going to call a few apartment buildings and just kind of see what happens. And I guess I should give kind of a quick rundown of Lost for those who haven't seen it, because even though everyone in the world should have seen Lost, I know not everyone has. But Lost is a weird show. It was on TV a few years ago. If you listened to the phone show back in the day, 5 or 6 years ago, you probably remember hearing a lot of references to it because, you know, it was new at the time, and I was really excited about it every week. But it's basically a show about a plane crash. All these people crash into an island, and a lot of really weird, mysterious stuff happens, and one of the subplots is one of the characters stumbling upon a hatch in the middle of the jungle, or the forest, or whatever you call it on an island, and they use dynamite, and they blow open the hatch door, and they find a man living down inside the hatch. They have to climb down a ladder, and there's this guy Desmond, who's been down there for years, pushing a button, because if he doesn't push the button, who knows what might happen. And I don't want to give too much of it away, because really, I would really like for you guys, if you haven't seen Lost, go watch it right now. It's kind of a cool show, especially if you've never seen it before. It's one of those shows which I'm kind of sad because I know I'll never be able to watch it again for the first time. And even though occasionally I'll get on Netflix and I'll just watch a random episode here and there, it's just not the same anymore because I know everything that's going to happen. I've seen it. I've seen the entire series several times now. But it was a really fun and exciting show when I first watched it. And now it's over and I'll never see it for the first time again. And now all that's left is this huge hole in my heart, because I miss it so much. I mean, I miss the newness of it anyway. But that's what we're going to do today. We're going to call some apartments. So let's call some apartment buildings. I think these are still apartments from Apocalypse's list. They've been sitting in my show notes forever. I think it's Apocalypse anyway. I don't know for sure. I forget. I erased whoever submitted these to me. But we're going to call some of these people and we're going to give them this lost subplot. And we'll see where that takes us and maybe see if it fills the empty void that's inside of me.
Apartments, how may I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Wart.
And yes?
I have a question.
Okay, what apartment are you in?
57.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I pulled up the carpet. I pulled up all the carpet in my apartment. And I found a kind of like a trap door, like an attic door, a cellar door or something.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know anything about this room that's down here?
Yeah, your name?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you have a Kevin in 57?
57, no.
Well, we don't have a Kevin in 57.
Well, no, I'm just a roommate. I'm not on the lease. I just stay on the couch.
With who? Who's on the lease?
Is his name Steve? I just call him Steve.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, we're checking.
Okay.
Yes. And you are?
I'm Kevin.
From?
Well, don't be a bitch about it. Is this somebody different?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I am the manager.
Well, you didn't tell me that. You just kind of got on the phone and started giving me an attitude.
And you want what?
Well, I was trying to
tell... The phone was handed to me.
Okay. Well, you should blame her. You should be pissed off at her for not telling you what's going on. Not me. What the hell is with that attitude? Jeez.
Court apartment.
So, Mrs. Krabby Pants, the problem is that I pulled up my carpet... Must be a bad connection or something. I don't know.
Thank you for calling your department. Please leave a message after the tone. I will get back to you as soon as possible.
The machine is off. 18 minutes to record. The machine is on. 18 minutes to
there,
record.
It's off.
The machine is on.
Damn
18
it.
Minutes to record.
Okay, whatever. Apparently I can only turn the machine on and off. Let's try them back one more time. And it's busy now.
Crystal Lake Apartments.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Crystal Lake.
Yes.
And I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling up the carpet and I found kind of a door to underneath the apartments.
The what?
I was pulling up all the carpet in my apartment and I found a kind of like a trap door and I opened it up and there's like rooms and stuff down there.
What apartment are you in?
I'm in 186.
186 on the first floor. Okay, we'll take a look at it.
You'll take a look at what?
At the issue that you're having right now. You say that you pull out your carpet?
Yeah, I pulled up all the carpet, and there's a trap door underneath. And it goes down into a hatch.
I don't know what is that.
Yeah.
We'll go and take a look at it.
You're not even listening, are you? I'm in the hatch right now.
You're in the hatch?
Yeah, I'm underground underneath the apartment. There's a long ladder that goes down into this hatch.
Okay.
And it's some kind of a bunker. There's this guy down here that works. There's a guy down here that works down here. And there's all this old computer equipment.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, is this a part of the apartments or is this supposed to be here? Well, shit, this is not working out. Desmond was just about to come around the corner and aim a shotgun at me. And he had to hang up on me. Alright, I have more though, so it's okay. This is gonna work eventually. If I call maybe 100 or so of these, eventually one of them's gonna, I don't even know what I'm expecting them to do. Be like, oh really? Seriously? That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna totally believe me.
Citrus Meadows apartment.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Citrus Meadows.
What's the apartment number?
Apartment 186.
Okay.
And I just wondered, do you know, is this, there's like a tunnel underneath the apartment. I pulled up my carpet and there was a doorway, like a hatch.
Under your carpet?
Yeah, underneath my carpet. I took out all the carpet.
Why did you do that, first of all?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it would look nicer. I didn't like the carpet. There was a lot of urine in the carpet.
Wait, hold on one second. What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay, you're not in the lease.
Yeah, I just sleep on the couch here. But I am responsible for all the urine in the carpet. So I had to pull up all the carpet. But there's a doorway underneath that goes underneath the building. Did you know about that?
No.
Yeah, it's a hat.
Are you home now?
Yeah.
Let me send maintenance over there.
Well, no, I'm not in the home. I'm actually in the hatch right now, underneath the apartment building.
Okay, I'm sending maintenance over there.
Well, he I'm not in the apartment. I'm way down underneath. I'm like 100 feet down inside of a hatch.
Okay, so what, are you stuck?
No.
What you telling me?
No, I'm not stuck at all. There's a ladder. I had to use.
I need to see what you're talking about. So I'm coming over there now.
Well, no, not yet. Because okay? I just needed to ask a question. Because there's a man living in this hatch down here.
Wow.
His name is Desmond. He said he doesn't work for the apartments, though. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't. We weren't aware of any hatch.
Yeah, there's a underneath the floor. There's a hatch, and it's a ladder. It goes down. I don't know, maybe 100 feet. And
okay.
It's underneath ground, and there's a bunch of 70s-era computer stuff.
Okay.
And I was just...
So if we come in there now, we'll be able to see it?
Well, will I be able to keep the hatch in my apartment? Because it's kind of cool, because okay, it's more square footage.
Okay, Roy?
Yeah?
I'm coming over there with maintenance. I have to see what you're talking about, okay?
Oh, can you hold on? I have
all
to...
Right.
But the computer's beeping down here in the hatch. I have to put in the code. Can you just give me a second?
So how do you know the code?
Desmond gave it to me. He works down here. It's just get one second. Hold on.
Here, get the keys. Tell Darian and Alejandro,
send
this over at 186.
Hey, no, don't come over right now, because I'm in the middle of something.
186.
Ma'am.
Yes?
Don't come over right now.
I need to have maintenance come over to see what you're talking about.
Well, no, I'm actually down in the hatch. It takes like an hour to get up this hatch. You know, it's going to take a while. It's a really long hatch. It's like skyscraper.
I'm not understanding why you would even be down there.
It's like a skyscraper sized hatch.
You're at Citrus Meadows Apartments.
Correct. Yeah.
You're down under the floor in a hatch.
Yeah, with a man named Desmond. He works down here.
The man named Desmond.
And I wasn't sure if he's just like a transient or something,
right.
or if he works for the apartment.
What's his last name? You know his last... Is he there?
He's asleep right now. He's been working the button all night.
Wow.
But I was just... Do you know Desmond? I mean, does he work for the apartment?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Okay, all right. Because he said he's been down here for years.
Wow. That's really strange.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, it'd be cool if we could get rid of him, and I could just have this extra square footage. What are you doing right now? What are you listening
to? I need to see what you're talking about. So you pulled up the carpet.
Yeah, I pulled up all the carpet in the hallway and the living room because there was urine all over it.
And why was there urine on the carpet? Why was there urine on the carpet?
Do I have to tell you?
Okay, you know what? I'm sending maintenance over there.
Well, no, the locks. Ma'am, did you hang up? She hung up. At least she believed it, though, and she's probably going to tell maintenance about it. Like, there's a man named Desmond in a hatch. So I'm happy with that, at least. She'll look a little crazy for a few minutes. Hello? That was... Whoa. Transferring our call to the red phone.
Thank you for calling Harbor Point. Deontay speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm...
I'm sorry. I hear a really, like, bad echo on the phone. That's why I paused.
Oh, that's okay.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Harbor Point.
What unit are you?
I'm in 51. There's not still an echo, is there?
Just a little.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's there.
It's okay. You said unit 51?
Yeah, 51.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, well, I just wanted to find out if you guys know about the hatch.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Uh-oh, another transfer. What is this?
Sorry, someone walked in.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just wondering if you guys knew about the hatch underneath the apartment.
The what?
There's a hatch with a ladder that goes down into a kind of a... I don't know, kind of like a cave area?
In apartment 51?
Yeah, I was pulling up all the carpet and I found there was some loose boards. And I pulled,
you don't have to show me that.
Yeah, I pulled the boards up and then under that there was this hatch. So I blew it open.
I did not know about that.
Oh yeah, I blew it open. It goes down about 50 feet.
Wow.
It's a ladder.
So you said apartment 51, you're renewing, right?
I'm a what?
You're going to renew your lease?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I need that as soon as possible.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to bring you a notice today, but listen, I don't think Holiday knows about that, and she's not in right now, so I'm going to give her that message, and we'll see what, I mean, I don't know what we are to do about it, okay. Or if there's anything to do about it, but I just want to share it with her.
Well, do you know this guy named Desmond? Because he lives down here. He said he's lived down here for a couple of years underneath the apartment buildings and inside the hatch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said he's been living there for several years. He works down there. There's a computer area, a computer room.
I do not comprehend what you're talking about.
Well, there's a hatch underneath the apartment, and when
you have to get through your apartment.
Yeah, it's in the hallway. I pulled up all the carpet and I pulled up the boards and there was a hatch underneath.
Okay, can I make an appointment to come by and see you tomorrow?
Sure, if you want to. But do you know this guy Desmond that lives underneath?
No, I do not.
Okay, because I mean it's kind of freaky.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on an episode of Punk right now or something. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh no. No, it's nothing like that. I just, I wasn't sure what to do about this guy that lives down here.
Yeah, okay. So I'll make an appointment. I'll come by tomorrow morning. How is, like, 11?
Yeah, 11 would work.
In apartment 51, and you're in Harbor Point Apartments, right?
Yeah, on 71st Street.
What's your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Are you the resident, or is someone else the resident?
I just sleep on the couch, but I've been here about a year now.
Okay. And who are the residents of that apartment?
There's Steve, there's Chad. Chad's my coworker. I don't know which one of them's actually on the lease. And,
well, I'll just stop by the apartment tomorrow at 11.
Okay, well, Should I cover up the hatch or something? Because I don't want this Desmond guy coming in my apartment while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. If he's been there for a year and he hasn't come in, and he's been living there for 7 years, I'm sure he won't just come in now.
Well, before though, the carpet was covering the hatch and the boards, the floorboards, but I pulled all that stuff up.
How about I just come over right now?
Oh, well, I'm in the hatch right now.
Can you come out of the hatch?
Well, it's going to take me like 30 minutes to climb up the ladder. It's a really long way down. You know? You know, ma'am?
What's that sound? That's the sound of you in the hatch.
Oh, that's Desmond's computer. I don't know why he's not typing the codes. He has to type a code to turn it off or something.
Okay, so what time can I meet you out of the hatch?
Oh, shit. Can you hold on? Just hold on 1 second, okay? Can you just hold on? I think she hung up the phone in fear. That's my guess. I don't know. I don't think this lost thing is working out too well. I'm having fun trying, but I don't know.
Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Hello. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a question about the... Do you know anything about the hatch underneath the apartment?
The what? I'm sorry?
Oh, well, I pulled up all my carpet and removed some floorboards in my apartment, and I found a hatch underneath that leads down into another room.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know anything about it?
What do you mean a hatch?
Well, it was a metal hatch. I had to blow open the top part, and there's a ladder that goes down about 50 feet, and then there's a room down there. And I was wondering if I get to use this extra room, you know, like more square
feet. What apartment number are you?
Whoa, okay. I'm in 416.
Okay, at Cove.
Correct, yeah.
And you're saying that you put up the rugs?
Yeah, I pulled up all the carpets because there was a lot of urine in them. But then I started pulling up floorboards too.
Did you get permission to do that?
Well, I know you guys wouldn't want, you know, urine in your carpets.
All right, give me a minute, sir.
Okay.
Important to us. Please hold the line, and we will be right with you.
She's more upset about the carpet than she is about there being a crazy, mysterious hatch underneath the apartment building. Good to know her priorities are straight.
Which is why we provide...
Thank you for holding. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Gerald.
It's Cheryl. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You know, can I get a telephone number from you? There's a very, very bad echo, and I can't hear anything.
Oh, I think it's... I can't be called back at this number, and I'm in the hatch right now underneath the apartment building. So I think that's what the echo is.
Oh, okay. What's your apartment number? I'll send the maintenance person open.
Oh, well, I'm not in the apartment. I'm actually in the hatch underneath the apartment right now. I'm in 416, though.
Number 416. Okay. Yep. If you could please vacate the hatch so that you're only in your apartment, we would appreciate that.
Oh, well, it's going to take a while.
I have no idea how safe the area that you've crawled into is.
Oh, no, it's safe.
You shouldn't be in anywhere but the space that's considered the apartment.
Well, this is in the apartment, technically. I mean, it's in the hallway.
Well, technically, you vacated the apartment and gone into a hatch. So if you could please go back into the apartment alone, I will send over maintenance right now.
Okay. Well, don't send them right now because it's going to take a while. It takes like 30 minutes to crawl up this hatch. It's 50 feet under the ground. That's like a tall building.
Sure. Should I call the police right now? I don't understand why you've crawled through a hatch.
Well, because it's in the hallway of my apartment. I pulled up the carpet and the floorboards, and there's a hatch underneath. And there's actually a man that lives down there. And I didn't know if he was...
Sure, I'm going to call the police right now. Thank you.
No, don't call the police, you idiot. Well, damn it. I need to at least give her more information to give the police. I want her to tell the police all about Desmond and the computer. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this the police department?
Yes. What's your emergency, ma'am?
Yes, hi. I need a police officer at 1.
Okay, just so you... Ma'am, just so you know, this call's being recorded. That's what the beeping's about.
Okay.
All right. So, what's the emergency, ma'am? What's the problem?
I have a resident who claims that they go under the rug and they put a hatch and they're building a hole.
Building a hoe.
Hi, this is Lorraine. I'm the assistant manager of Cove.
Oh, hello, Lorraine. That was Gerald? No. Gerald that I was talking to?
No, Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. Okay.
We have a restroom's on his way down to the office right now. He claims that he pulled up his carpet and found a hatch in the floor.
Who's this? A resident?
A resident.
Okay.
He claims there's a hatch in the floor. He went through the hatch. There's an underground tunnel that went 50 feet underground.
Oh.
And when he got to the end of it, there are people living in it.
We've had this before. There's people living underneath the apartment, and like transients or something?
No. It's obviously psychotic.
Psychotic?
There are no hatches. It's got to be. There's no hatches in the floor. There's no 50-foot tunnel under any apartment.
Well,
this is an apartment community.
Well, how do you know that, though? I mean, have you inspected every inch of the underneath the apartments?
A 50-foot tunnel under an apartment?
Well, you never know. I mean, crazier things have happened.
When the carpet would have been put down, somebody would have been aware of it. I mean,
okay.
We have 336 units, and I've never had anybody say they went into a hatch in the foundation of the building, traveled through a 50-foot tunnel, and there are people living in there.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
Sir, who is this the police department?
Yes, I'm with the police department, but this sounds crazy, and it sounds like you're making a prank call to 911.
No, sir, I'm telling you, we need assistance here. He just spoke with our property manager. He's on his way down here to the office, and we believe the man is either on medication, has not taken it, or is mentally unstable. So we would like a police officer here at the property in case there is an incident.
Okay, so
this is not a prank call.
So the man underneath the apartment in the hatch, is he armed?
I have no idea. We got a call from a resident telling us that he just pulled up the carpet in his apartment.
Ma'am,
there is a
ma'am,
hatch
you can
in the cement
you
floor.
You need to stop yelling at me. I'm the police, and I don't need to be yelled at. You know? I mean, just calm your tits and just tell me the story. Just I mean, have you been drinking? Because this sounds crazy.
Sir, can I have your name?
This is Tackleberry, Officer Tackleberry.
Officer Tackleberry, I am not drinking. I am the assistant manager at Cove. I am not raising my voice. I have somebody sitting right here beside me.
You're raising your voice right now.
Sir, I am not hallucinating. We're asking for police assistance because we believe that one of our residents...
What you're going to get, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a weekend in jail for prank calls. How would you like that?
Officer Tackleberry, can I speak with your superior, please? Because this is not a prank call, sir.
Yeah, let me get...
Your line being recorded?
Oh, yeah, everything's being recorded.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So, you know, we have this entire thing on recording.
I'm going to get a weekend in jail for a prank call.
And we can send this to your psychiatrist, ma'am, if that's the way you want to be.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a tunnel.
I put you on speaker, so now I have witnesses, sir.
Are you in
this
the hatch?
This is not a call.
Are you in this alleged hatch?
This is called the apartment community, and we're asking for police assistance.
Okay. Police assistance with your psychotic episode? Is that what you need?
Sorry. Is this the police? Did you dial 911?
No, I called city.
So,
is this the police department that we're speaking to, sir?
Yes. I'm Officer Officer Tackleberry.
We have a resident that we must enter, and we don't want to get
disgusting.
Stopped by some manic resident. So we would like some assistance, please.
You need assistance talking to a resident? Like, don't you know how to do that yourself?
Like, sir, would you like me to walk through that door and get shot and have my death be on your conscience?
Did he say he was going to shoot you? I think you're paranoid because of the drugs you've been taking.
Sir, we're working in an office right now. We are the management office.
Officer Tackleberry, put your superior on the phone, please.
Let me get Officer Hightower just a minute. Oh, he's in the bathroom. Look, just.
This 911.
No, it's not.
Okay, hang up and call 911.
Hey, both of you, shut the fuck up. All right.
Okay.
Hello, what's your emergency? They hung up. All right. That was them picking up, though, and they kept dialing two digits. I'm guessing 9-1. I don't know why it wasn't 9-1-1. But then they just kept hanging up. I don't know why. Once again, the phone gods are smiling up on the snowplow show and making it possible for me to impersonate the police department without actually breaking the rules. I don't know, maybe I was sort of breaking the rules there. But come on. I can't just not pretend to be the police department when they think they're calling the police department. I feel like for listeners who don't know what just happened, I should explain what just happened. So they were on a landline, I called them, and they hung up on me. But since I called them, the line is still sort of open, like it takes a few seconds to disconnect. So before it disconnected, she picked the phone back up, thinking that she would have a dial tone, but instead she had me on the line waiting for her. And even though I didn't play a recording of a dial tone, because I wasn't quick enough, she still dialed a number, and I played the sound effect of a ringing phone, like this, and she thought she was talking to the police department. But that's something that happens from time to time, whenever the phone gods allow it. So thank you, phone gods, for that bit of fun today. And I can't believe they called the police department on me. They actually called the police department and basically said, oh my god, I think we have an armed individual inside one of our apartments. So I don't know, hopefully I gave them a little bit of time to think about what they're doing so that they don't accidentally send a SWAT team into some guy's apartment. In fact, let me call them back real quick.
How may I help you?
Hey there, I'm the guy you just talked to. You thought I was the police department?
Yes, who are you, sir?
And, well, I'm just a prank caller. I live in Oregon, but I just want to let you know you're kind of an idiot for lying to the police and telling them that there's an armed man. Okay. There, good enough, right? I did my job. She knows it's a prank caller now. She hung up on me, by the way, if you guys didn't notice that. But at least now she can straighten out her imaginary story with the police department. She can say, oh, I got another call. They said it's just a prank call. Maybe, I don't know.
Hey, Roy, it's Epsa. I was just calling to see when you weren't going to be home next. No reason, just wanted to know.
What do you need to know that for?
To be
it's weird.
Next.
I don't have to answer.
Just let me know. The Homeowners Association wants to know.
I'm not telling.
So, yep, let me know.
Brad Carter, it's YouTube executive Jeff Boomhauer.
Oh, great.
It's been a while since you last heard from me, but myself and YouTube have been closely watching your show. And let me tell you, we are getting sick of your shit. You really need to start getting serious about boosting your viewership ratings. Do you really want to know how low the Nielsen ratings are for your snowplow show? If we cancel you, where will you go? Daily Motion? Vimeo? Please. No one goes to those sites. You need YouTube, Brad Carter, and you know it.
Right.
If we cancel you, you'll be nothing. You'll come crawling back to us and ask for your show back, and we're going to be like, no, 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 no show for you. Get it together, man. We're sick of your shit.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll work on things. If everyone out there could please promote my channel, that would be really helpful.
Hey, Roy. It's the Real Wisconsin Guy, and I just got done watching PLA Radio. Episode 2, and I was wondering, is there still deaf operators on the PLA voice bridge? That was my question. Keep up the good work. Thanks for watching.
What a good question. Yeah, there's no PLA bridge, really, is there? I mean, there's the T&I line. It's got a bridge on it, but nobody's ever on it, including deaf operators, so I guess that's the answer.
Hey, Brad, I was just listening to a show from a few weeks ago with the shoe calls. And there was a guy or well, a woman rather. There was a woman who kept claiming that she was a celebrity, and I have done some analysis on that call, and it's unmistakable because I wanted to find out who that celebrity was. The voice of that woman is actually Britney Spears.
Whoa.
So I just wanted to confirm. I know you've all been wondering who that might have been.
Call
TMZ. You know, she kept saying she was a celebrity, didn't want to say who she was. That was actually Britney Spears. And if you listen back to that call, I know you'll be able to tell straight as soon as you hear it, the exactly her voice. So, all right.
That's crazy. I'm going to go re-listen as soon as I'm done with this episode.
Hey, Brad. I'm sorry if I woke you up last night. I was hacking your answering machines, and I was wondering if you could tell me if I actually got through on that.
I don't know.
Just pressing option one and then option one again. Yeah, if you could just let me know. All right.
Nope.
Check this.
Can't
Bye,
do that.
Brad.
Mainly just because I don't want to, but I guess, I mean, how would I know which one you are? Only you know if you got through. And I put the mechanical machines out on the porch, so they don't wake me up anymore. It's kind of awesome now.
Good afternoon. This is the FCC. We'd like to arrest this Bradforth J. Carter for constant phone pranking. Please call us at I'm just kidding. Douchebag.
The guy from the guy your machine thinks from is in El Cajon.
Oh, thanks for letting me
you
know.
You gotta find better people. I'm gonna send you some numbers.
Okay.
Maybe some better pranks because these guys they're getting real edgy concerning the True Green and poisoning and putting spent uranium on their lawns and things like that. It is not hacking it.
Yep.
Also, bring back the phone show. Bring back the phone show.
Bring back the what? Couldn't even understand what he's saying.
Yeah, what's up, Roy? It's your favorite boy from 609.
Hey there.
Yeah, I was the one doing that whole number thing on Reddit and everything like that. I don't know. I found a few people that actually listen to Phone Losers. But, yeah, I got banned from Reddit for giving out personal information, even though it was mine. And now my little experiment has been canned. But from what I've learned, actually, people aren't that mean. I mean, come on, I give out my number on Reddit, like one of the biggest websites out there, and I never even got one dick pic. Like, come on, I wanted all the dicks. But besides that, I mean, it was actually a very fun experiment.
Maybe
made a
next
few friends,
time.
Met a few listeners. That's pretty cool.
What the hell are you talking about?
Maybe I'll do it again in the future. But, ciao!
Alright.
So, Brad, sitting here at work, you know. Oh yeah, by the way, you're a doorman. But anyway, sitting up here at work, and I remembered listening to one of your shows not so long ago where you said, "Hey, go follow my Twitch account." Blah blah blah.
You're
I'm on
a
Twitch,
doorman.
And yet every time I'm on Twitch, you're never on Twitch. I never see you on Twitch. What's up with Twitch? Why don't you go play some goddamn Twitch, bitch?
Probably whatever show you heard that on was the last time I was on Twitch. I really don't get on that often, but hopefully you're following the right account. I would be on there playing GTA on the Prank Call Nation Twitch, which I assume is now gone or not used anymore. But the correct Twitch to follow would be Phone Losers on Twitch. And I was considering using that Twitch account to stream some of my shows on also instead of YouTube, or maybe simultaneously with YouTube, if my computer can handle that, I don't even know. So everyone should follow PhoneLosers.org on Twitch, just in case.
Hi, Brad. I just received the Phone Loser book in the mail yesterday for my stupid 33rd birthday, and I greatly appreciate it. But I did notice you did goof on your initials. You wrote RBPC. Well, I'm not too upset about it. I'm actually kind of over it. But I just thought you should know that you are starting to, you know, slip into your dementia. Well, have a great afternoon, Brad. Thank you. Goodbye.
So I signed a book RBPC? That's weird. I wouldn't have done that on purpose. So, yeah, probably dementia. That's a bummer.
Yes, Roy, okay. I know you're going to give some sarcastic commentary what I'm saying here. I'm just going to say that I've known about your site for a little while. I've already just started listening to your pranks properly for a few weeks
now. Sounds like he's calling from Dimension X.
But anyway, best of luck. Keep it up. I love the pranks.
Pretty sure he's calling from a payphone.
Split in my sight. And stay safe. Stuart from London, UK. All of it.
Payphonebox.com, everyone. As long as I'm promoting weird phone sites today, payphonebox.com.
Hey, Brad. It's Palindrome.
Hey, Palindrome.
I didn't do my homework. I want to apologize. I just couldn't find something that rhymes with snow and plow. I was just stuck on it. Anyway, okay, yeah. Thanks. Bye.
That was definitely a problem with that assignment. I'm sorry for doing that to everyone.
Hey, good buddy. It's Truck Chris heading southbound with my britches down. Listen to the PLA. Keeping me rolling, buddy.
I'm not sure if that was a homework assignment or just an enthusiastic trucker guy, but thanks for the voicemail. That's probably enough voicemails for today, because there's still some more show left, and I think the show might be running kind of long. But let me call the few apartment people that I have left, and we'll see if we get through to any more of them.
Thank you for calling Coral Club. This is Michelle. How may I help you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm a tenant here at Coral Club.
Uh-huh.
And I have a question about the hatch that's underneath the apartment.
The what?
There's a hatch underneath. I wasn't sure if you guys even knew about it. There's a hatch. It was in my, I pulled up my carpet and my floorboards, and there's a hatch underneath.
Okay. Why did we pull up the carpet?
Oh, it had urine in it. But that's not the real issue here. The issue is that there's a hatch underneath. It goes down about 50 feet underneath the ground.
Which apartment are you in?
I'm in apartment 88.
Okay, I think you're calling the wrong, because I don't have any apartments by 88. Are you trying to call Coral Club?
Oh, no, I just have bad eyesight. You know, I get all my mail at a P.O. box, and it looks like an 88. Maybe it's 8B. I don't know.
No, I don't have any 8Bs or anything like that.
Do you have building 5945?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the one I'm in. It doesn't matter which one it is. I just wanted to find out if you knew about the hatch.
Well, I need to know which apartment you're in, that you've ripped up carpet and there's a hatch.
Yeah, it goes down about 50 feet, and then there's another whole room underneath at the bottom of the hatch.
Okay, no, I don't know anything about this, but I need to know which apartment you're in.
Well, it says 88 on here. I don't know. That's what Apocalypse told me, but he's a known liar. But I sleep on the couch and I pay rent to him.
Okay, I will say, you're going to have to give me more details.
Okay. I was trying to. Yeah, so there's a man that actually lives in the hatch, and he said he doesn't work for the apartment building, so I wasn't sure who he was. Do you know a guy named Desmond?
And what is your name?
My name is Roy, and I'm in the hatch right now.
Okay. Hey, well, maybe you would like to come into our office and explain it, and show it to us.
Oh, yeah, I can come up later. I'm in the hatch right now, so it's going to take me a while to get back up. The top 10 feet of ladder was blown away in the explosion.
And who is this?
My name is Roy.
Okay, who is this?
My name's Roy.
All right, Roy. Come up and we'll take a look at it.
Okay. Well, why are you talking like that all of a sudden? I needed to find out if you guys knew anything about this.
Okay, because this sounds a little far-fetched. Who is this?
Well, just because it's far-fetched doesn't mean it's a lie.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, wow. I've told you about 5 times now.
All right. Well, then come into our office and we'll get our maintenance supervisor to come and take a look.
Watch me. Watch me come to the office. I will.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, that's
fine. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Ugh.
Hopefully she doesn't call 911 and report that as a gunman on the way to the office. Everyone keep your fingers crossed on that. Okay, so that's the last of Apocalypse's apartment numbers. I think it's Apocalypse that sent those to me anyway. All the apartments from Florida and California. All done with those. So I'm going to look in my email, in my submitted pranks. I have a whole directory for tenants from hell that people send me. Usually just one apartment at a time, but it looks like there are about 10 emails in here.
Thank you for calling Princeton Properties. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Princeton, and I just have a question.
Sure.
We pulled up our carpet and some floorboards and stuff, and we found a hatch underneath the apartment.
A what?
It's a metal hatch door, and we open it, and there's a ladder that goes. It goes down about 50 feet. We measured it.
Okay.
And there's another whole room. There's like another whole apartment underneath. And I was
what?
Just.
Where,
I was just.
Where do you live?
I'm at the 1005 Westford Street, apartment one.
Okay. Okay.
And I was just wondering if that belongs to the apartment, or am I allowed to use all that extra space?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Mary Jo. Can I help you?
Hello. Is this who I was talking to before?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did she tell you about... we just found this hatch underneath our apartment, and I wasn't sure if that belonged to the apartment building or if you knew who Desmond was.
Well, it definitely belongs to the apartment building, but well, I'm really curious on why you would even explore that.
Well, it was... You know, we had to. It looked kind of cool, you know? But, yeah, we climbed down the ladder, and there's another whole apartment underneath, but it's way down. It's like 50 feet down. Underneath the building, you know?
So you're in apartment one?
Yes.
And there's some...
I'm actually in the hatch right now.
Oh, geez, get out of the hatch, then.
Well, no, it's a whole...
good place to be.
No, it's a whole apartment down here. There's lights and everything. There's a washer and dryer. I don't even have a washer and dryer in my place. I was going to drag these up if I can.
Well, can you... maintenance is gone for the day, but I really would love to see this myself. I'm like so confused and baffled by this.
Okay. Well, do you know who Desmond is? Because he was down here when I first found it yesterday, but he ran out.
Who is it? What's the name?
His name's Desmond. He says he was working down here. He was pushing the button.
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, like he I don't know. I guess he got suckered into the job, so he just took off. He went up the hatch. He went up the hatch and left.
How did you figure out this was under your carpet?
We pulled up all the carpet. Know? We pulled up all of our carpet, and then we pulled up some floorboards in the hall because they were kind of loose.
Well, why did you do that, though? Was my question. Why did you pull up your carpet to begin with?
Oh well, it had urine all over it.
From a dog or from what?
Oh no, we don't have pets. But I was just curious about the hatch thing. Like, am I going to be able to use all of this extra space?
No, you're not going to be able to use it. I need to now figure out what that is and what it belongs to.
Okay. Well, there's a whole, like, there's a living room, there's an exercise room, there's a ping pong table down there. And then there's all this computer equipment, but it looks like it's from the 70s, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, to me, my first thing would be probably when we bought the property. That would be my first guess.
It would purchase it. It belongs to... I know, but I'm renting right now, so do I get to use it while I'm renting?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Get your stuff out of there when it's done.
Oh, okay, so I can't use the extra space until I move out?
No, you can't. But whatever you're doing now, finish up and go back upstairs.
Okay, well,
we'll be in...
Are you guys going to...
What's that noise?
It's the computer down here. I'm sorry. It's you have to type in this code like every 90 minutes or so. And it's
okay. You know what? Let me see.
Prompting me for the code.
Are you there? I'm gonna come over now. I'm gonna grab one of the guys and come over. I just gotta take a look. Do you mind?
I'm actually not in the apartment. I'm down in the hatch, and it takes me like 30 minutes to climb all the way back up because this is really deep.
Okay. You
crap.
Honestly.
Ma'am. Hello?
Yep.
Hold on. Can you hold on? Just 1 second, please.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to do that. It's something to do with electromagnetism. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to scoot over there anyway. You work your way back up.
Well, the house is a mess, and I really...
I don't care. I don't care that the house is a mess. I need to check out what you're talking about now.
We pulled up floorboards, and you just can't come up right now. I don't even have pants
well,
on.
Well, I have to come up because, I own the building. I need to come right
you
now.
You don't own it. You're just the office worker, right?
No, I'm not just an office worker.
Oh, okay. but they're
heading over there now, so you work your way back up.
It's gonna take a while. This is like as tall as a building. I have to climb up basically a building. It's really, really tall.
Okay. Start getting your way up there.
I can't leave the hatch because I have to type in this code like every 90 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
And if I don't type in the code, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
I have to type it into the computer, so it's really a lot of effort to go up the hatch just to come back down again pretty much immediately.
Okay, well, what you do what you're doing over there, but we're heading over. So well, I will see you in like 30 minutes.
Well, you can't come in. I've changed the locks. You can't come in. Ma'am. Oh, crap. Oh, man, I've got to stop doing this. You guys have to be bored by now listening to me do the exact same prank over and over and over. I mean, I guess I basically do that in every show I do. But still, this might be getting old for you guys. A lot of the ones in my email here, they've not been picking up, so I'm going to save them for later. I know I said there was 10 a little bit ago, but now there's just one left.
You have reached the offices at the Eisenberg Housing Authority.
And it's not picking up. So it looks like I'm almost up to an hour in today's show, so instead of looking up more apartments, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to give up and quit. So we're all done with the lost calls. Well, I mean, for today. I'm really enjoying doing this, so I think I should definitely do some more lost calls on a show soon. Maybe on a live show when I can get some more apartment numbers together. And I didn't do the thing yet that I said I was going to do on the last show I did. I want to tell apartment managers that I found a 1960s family living in a bomb shelter for the past 50 years or whatever, and see if I can get anyone to believe that. So stay tuned for that on the next episode, maybe, or a few episodes from now, probably. But that's going to do it for today's show, so thank you for listening, and thank you, Todd L., for sponsoring today's show. If you'd like to support the show, be sure to visit phonelosers.com/cactus. Or patreon.com/phonelosers. And please promote the crap out of my YouTube channels at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and youtube.com/phonelosersshows, because that YouTube executive, he doesn't sound too happy with me, and we don't want to lose the show, right? So please promote this as much as you possibly can, and that'll be great. That'll keep me out of trouble for a little bit longer, I guess. We're going to end today's episode with some music by Emergency Pizza Party. As soon as this episode's over, you need to get on Netflix and watch a few episodes of Lost.
Yo, it's Quality Control, D's Nuts Part 2. Getting drunk and recording like you know how we do. And this beat is pretty fresh because B-Bear made it. Beefy sampled on this shit, so you know he's gonna hate it. Shining on with a song about pussy and grills. My buddy Rappy's on this track because he's got the mad skills. My 8 bars are almost over, so it's time for me to go. Now I'll pass it on to Rection and say, cool story, bro!
Yo! I just smelled a pussy fart. It was mushy like lard, hard like a shark. Hark! To the lord of the land, Benjamin Bear is the motherfucking man. Rappy McRapperson is his number one fan. They biscuits at night, my triscuits are tight. I get in the fights with homeless street mimes. Look at my rhymes, you know they shine.
Cause I mind snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6-6 smile. Yes, I mind snap, don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie. Cause I mind snap, set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6-6 smile. Yes, I mind snap, don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie.
So windy, met this girl named Cindy. Hopped in the Volvo, windows tinty. So minty, my breath, but the windy currents through her dress, yikes. Real queef bunnies, saw it on the internet and thought it was funny. But in real life, that shit was crazy. Got me switching lanes in the game like a baby bang.
Well, beyond the stratosphere, planet stars and space crust. 108 has arrived and sprinkling some diamond dust. Chipping rust off that gigantic water dwelling metal droid that will awaken lives and taking the cities left destroyed. You don't have to make a choice, so many flavors of the fountain drink. Suicide style, fill that cup, take a sip, yo, what you think? Killer rappers on this track, perk your ears up when we rhyme. Be sure to keep your eyes shut when these geeks get to shine.
Cause I mind snap, set you all on fire.
dance around the blaze with a 6-6 smile. Yes, I might snap. Don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie, cause I might snap. Set you all on fire. Dance around the blaze with a 6-6 smile. Yes, I might snap. Don't think I won't try. Never said I was a thug, but my tracks don't lie.
These are all great producers. Mitch Bear's the fucking tits.
Been a cave in rock, way up in Illinois, where the noises echo like your hole. When my boys are exploring the hideaways of long ago pirates, maybe with some coaxing I could get you to try this. No? Okay, baby, steady on. The song continues on while my shine is long gone. Wrong, bitch, I'm back and I'll never go away. TCP the crackhead, pervert, nervous when I play.
I stick the meat on my grill. You should give me a dollar bill. I got the TP, y'all better see me. 62% of the people wanna be me. And people tell me that I'm in the house. Until I tell them I will fuck the couch. Shine! I got the large amounts. I'm from outer space like the killer clowns.
Benjamin Bear is like the guy I told on my board on my Rhyme Torrents commentary that he wasn't really nerdcore. I said he wasn't nerdcore.
Why would you do that?
Because he says shit like switch lanes.